Hi, I'm Dr. Will Horton, the founder of the National Federation of Neurolinguistic Programming. I'm also a licensed clinical psychologist, master level alcohol and drug counselor, and master hypnotist and hypnosis trainer. People have asked a little bit about my background, why I do what I do. Well, I love NLP and hypnosis. In fact, now I call neurolinguistic programming, I also call it neural restructuring techniques, and basically it's no limit people. It helps people break limits, and that's what I think that we're here to do. We're here to help people get better. That is one of my driving missions. When I got involved in NLP, it was basically through the back door. I'd been through a treatment center for an addiction, and I was having some challenges. I wasn't quite getting it. I couldn't quite stay on the path. And then I ran into somebody that did some NLP techniques and some hypnosis techniques, along with the 12-step program and basic recovery and therapy, and it all clicked in. And I thought, wow, this stuff really works. So it started me on a quest of learning how it worked. And it reminded me that when I was in high school, I read a book called Hypnosis for Change. And it was a orange and red book. I still remember that. And I hypnotized a couple of people, read it right out of the book, had an induction, read it, and then did it. And it worked, scared me to death. Didn't really use it. Now, I did make some self-hypnosis cassette tapes, you know, to be a better athlete and do some other things. And I think it worked. But, you know, I was a high school kid doing what I do. And then after high school, I joined the Army. It kind of got put on the back burner. And so then, you know, you fast forward 15 years later through the addiction, and now I'm getting better. And I remembered that, you know, that hypnosis will help all this stuff. And so will, and NLP is high-tech hypnosis. And one of the first things I figured out is the difference between NLP and hypnosis is a tool. You can use hypnosis as a therapeutic change agent, much like you can use now cognitive behavioral therapy or psychoanalysts or, rational emotive therapy. Those are systems of change. NLP is not a tool. It is a toolbox. When you learn NLP, it gives you the framework to help people change. And that's what really lit me up. So I started a quest and I started studying and I studied everywhere that I could. And the reason NLP was easier to find in the 1980s than hypnosis. Of course, it was pre-internet, so you couldn't just look something up. And so, you know, I started taking these classes and my life started to change and I never looked back. A few years later, I had the chance to go back and get my doctorate in clinical, first my master's degree in psychology and my doctorate in clinical psychology. And then it took a few years to get my license as a licensed clinical psychologist. I became an alcohol and drug counselor, you know, in the late 1980s. And so that is a little bit about me. And one of my passions is when I'm teaching a class and I see people get it. And usually I'm training people that want to be hypnotists or NLPers or they're psychologists or social workers or alcohol and drug counselors, they're change agents. And when I'm teaching them and I see them get it, when they get that, yes, that really lights me up and I love that. And so that is one of the reasons I tried to make NLP, the way we teach it at NFNLP, fast, fun, effective, user-friendly, and not a lot of theory. You know, a lot of times you'll sit in a class and you'll hear a trainer wax eloquently on topics, which really has nothing to do with what we're talking, with learning the skills of NLP. They may say, oh, I'm burying all these modalities within it. Not so much. They fall in love with their own voice. And they stray from the basic pattern of what we're doing. One of the other things I love is martial arts. And in the martial arts, the basics are the basics. If you're studying Shotokan karate or Shorin-Ryu or Taekwondo, the basics in each style is slightly different, but it's a basic skill set. And what happens is people get into this NLP and they want to jump into the master level before they have the basic skill set. You know, I use the martial arts analogy. You can't do a spinning heel kick until you know how to do a front kick, a side kick, a back kick, and then you put them all, and a heel kick, and then you put them all together, then you can do a spinning back kick. Whether it's effective or not, that's a whole different discussion, but you need all the basics before you do it. It's one of the reasons we see so much bullshit, excuse my language, but so much bullshit in the Ericksonian hypnosis world and waking hypnosis world. These people don't have a concept of the basics of what NLP is, the basics of what hypnosis is, and they're trying to teach advanced techniques. And until you got the basics, You might stumble every once in a while and do something right in an advanced technique, but it won't be replicatable. And you can't say why you did it. One of the things that we do is we look at why people get good at something and we break those steps down. If you're really, really good at something, you may not be able to train other people in it because you may not be consciously aware of what you do that makes you so good, right? Especially if you've gone through those steps of mastering the basics and go up, if someone just watches you, they go, oh, it's easy. You know, if you watch a Michael Jordan in his prime or LeBron play basketball, they make it look easy. Oh, I should be able to do that. Well, they spent all those years in the basics and learning this and learning that. And so I want to make sure people get the basics because sometimes that's all you need, depending on what you're doing. Maybe you're a psychotherapist, an alcohol and drug counselor, psychologist. You just get the basics of NLP. You're light years ahead of everybody else. And then if you learn what we teach in the master, which is waking hypnosis and how waking hypnosis actually works, it's very simple. It's not as complicated as what it is, as people make it out to be. That'll make you mega times better than most people. And remember, a lot of trainers, their main goal is to make you feel stupid so they feel smart, right? My goal is to make you feel smarter than me. Because then I know you got it and you can go and do it, right? I don't have to be the smartest person in the room. I've been blessed to be in rooms where there's some people that their cognitive abilities just fascinate me. You know, it's like, whoa, you know, and it keeps me in check. You know, humility is teachability, an open mind to the truth. I'm pretty good at what I do. There's a lot I don't know how to do, and I want to have other people show me how to do it. So, that's what I do, you know, is to help other people grow. And we want to make NLP as widely available as possible because it's about breaking the limits of what hold people back from getting and doing the things that they want to do. So again, if you have any questions, get in touch with us. And we look forward to seeing you as we trudge the road to happy destiny.